This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Minutes past the hour, it's the DJ V show with some amendments. So DJ V stands for Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Dougie is taking a few hours off. He took a flight overnight into Los Angeles, and apparently he doesn't have the backbone to get up at 3 a.m. like the rest of us. Victoria is off today. I'm Jennifer Horn, and joining us today is our friend Laura Banks. She's an astrologer to the stars, world famous, actually. I know all about her, and she joins us today. Good morning, Laura. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Did you happen to see, I think the big story yesterday was the DNC, the Democrats got together for day one of their national convention. And I think there was a lot of maybe curiosity on both sides of the aisle, because this year the conventions are looking a whole lot different. There aren't crowds there. It's a different format. A lot of it is being produced specifically for television, a lot of pre-recorded speeches. Did you get a chance to, what were your overall reactions? Because I think there was just a lot of curiosity as to what it was going to look like.
Well, it's just really hard to get super excited. You know, it's like Zoom DNC, you know, it sounds like a new band or something, you know, they don't need baggy pants and, you know, like a rhythm in the background. But, you know, once you settle into the fact that it's what is going on, you know, I just was extraordinarily impressed, of course, with Michelle Obama's speech. You know, I just thought that she pretty much nailed it on the head, discussing how, you know, the virus has just caused, you know, 150,000 people to die, and the economy's in shambles, and the million of jobs. Less. You know, if we just look at all the things that she went on and on about, I don't know if right now we're getting into the meat and potatoes of that, but I think we were talking in general about the whole experience of the convention. I just think it's bizarre.
Yeah, you know, I think from a very apolitical point of view, probably, or maybe we call it bipartisan, because I think both sides are going to have to contend with this. The look and feel of the convention was just a lot different. I think when you have that live crowd, there's just a little bit more enthusiasm. You know, my mom and I are on very different sides of the aisle. She loves everything she saw on television. I will love everything I see on television next week, probably. But we both agreed that, you know, this is a challenge that I don't know how many people come back, because it was, I mean, I had a lot of people on Twitter saying it kind of looked like an NPR telethon almost, like you're just waiting for the 800 number to pop up.
Yeah, belonged on C-SPAN or something, yeah.
Yeah, because you kind of had the weird musical acts in between the videos, and then you had the speeches. As far as the meet, and I think we should go there, if you missed it, this was night number one. You had Senator Bernie Sanders, you had several Republicans, actually, led by a very weird Ohio Governor John Kasich, who was standing in the middle of like an empty field.
I couldn't figure that out. What was on like the cover of an album from the Who or something?
It was very strange. It was like he was in the middle of a crossroads or something. I don't know. It was aesthetically kind of weird. Governor Andrew Cuomo was there, and then Michelle Obama. I think probably the three standouts, and many others who gave very short, pointed speeches, maybe a minute or two, but were brought in representatives and senators. I would say for me, probably, and I don't think it's any surprise, probably the three most impactful would have to be Andrew Cuomo, Bernie Sanders, Michelle Obama, because you had Andrew Cuomo, who has been almost like America's governor, right? Everybody has gone kind of gaga for Andrew Cuomo. You had Bernie Sanders, who's playing an important role this time around, where Hillary Clinton really wouldn't let him do that in 2016. I think the Biden campaign is smart in bringing Bernie aboard to try to bring in some of the energy from his part of the party that typically maybe doesn't show up to the polls. And so he's trying to encourage those voters to come in. And then Michelle Obama, for whatever reason, and it is lost on me, I don't know, I must admit, she gets a lot of enthusiasm going for Democrat voters. I think that she is well-spoken. I just feel like it was I think when that's your bench, and really Michelle Obama, I think, is kind of the bench right now for the DNC, it's time to toughen up that bench a little bit, to bring in more talent. And I think there was a lot, and I'm sure Democrats will say the same thing next week, it just felt like there were a lot of untruths that were kind of perpetuated all night long. And so as someone who was looking at it from a fact-checked point of view, I felt like there were a lot of missing links, but I'm sure I'm watching it with my political perspective. So tell me what you thought about Michelle Obama, because it sounds like you might be a fan, and did it check all the boxes for you?
Yes and yes. And a woman in that kind of a position of authority to address the nation as a black woman of authority, as a former first lady, I think what she exhibited most of all that we need right now, which is compassion, and let's help people in need. And you just cannot make that point stronger, and no one made that point stronger. I think she just said the basic truths. I don't know where the lies were in this, Jen, that there are 150,000 that have died. The economy's in shambles. The millions are jobless. They've lost health care. Basic necessities are missing. Communities are hanging by a thread on whether to send their kids to school or not. The Black Lives Matter has been met with derision from the White House. It just masks as a political statement. I mean, to me, there's just so many unthinkable moments occurring right now in history. Being okay with torch-bearing white supremacists.
Actually, that was the biggest one. First of all, the kids caged at the border was her husband's administration, not Trump's. That's where it started. And I think the torch-bearing white supremacists, where are they? Because all I'm seeing are far-left Antifa beating people's heads in on major city streets, and she didn't talk about them.
Well, I don't know that we really know who's behind a lot of what we're seeing as issues within these communities.
I think we do. I think they talk pretty loudly about who and what they stand for. I think people just don't want to acknowledge that they really exist.
I think that what's more of a peaceful movement, and that what is happening is that, you know, police are moving in there and some in strange cars that are unmarked taking people away. I think that there's some friction occurring that doesn't need to be there. Really, that is then becomes the standpoint of the, you know, Republican Party, which is, hey, look at all this unrest, when really a lot of it's peaceful.
I guess what just is stuck in my head is the images on Sunday night of a man who was just driving through what is supposed to be a peaceful protest, and he was drug out of his car, kicked in his head, and basically beaten unconscious. And to me, that's not peaceful. To me, peaceful is going out during the day, holding a sign, marching with people, and trying to get your ideas across. It's not hiding in the shadows at night, throwing down statues, graffitiing buildings, ruining people's property, and bashing people's heads in. It just doesn't, to me, that's not a peaceful protest that should be celebrated by a first lady. It shouldn't be celebrated by any of us, because it doesn't accomplish anything but violence and chaos. And unfortunately, these groups are being propped up on the other side of the aisle, on the Democrat side, because for whatever reason, they don't want to admit who these people are. They are far left activists who are trying to knock down the country.
Or far right activists. We don't know if it's far left or far right.
Well, if you look at Antifa, they'll tell you what, I mean, they tell you who they stand for. So it is, I mean, it is, well, you if, just have to look at the
if
group.
If we're experiencing civil unrest, which we are, I don't know how far out and how bad this is going to get, and it's awful, then it is a swing of a pendulum, and no policeman should have rested his knee on George Floyd, and that has been going on for some time. I feel that there has been an issue of unfairness with the black community from opportunity to seeing a policeman, any United States citizens should feel protected, and black people haven't for a very, very long time. So this is a swing of the pendulum, and if this is what it takes, this is historically in any culture what it does take, which is unrest, and trying to make the point that we need justice to people that have not had it for many years. And I don't feel President Trump has been giving any sympathy or expression of concern for what has been historically an injustice to the black community.
I think that there's injustice in the black community, in many communities. I thought one of the things last night that was sort of troublesome, I would never say that there wasn't a reason for George Floyd to be murdered. He shouldn't have been murdered. But to have his family up there kind of talking about his empathy and his compassion, I think when there are far better examples of people who maybe lost their lives or who were taken too soon, when this is someone who actually put a gun to the belly of a pregnant woman in his career of crime. I mean, look, should he be dead? Absolutely not. But I think to prop him up of the face of misjustice in this country is unfortunate. I also would add in here, and then I want to get your astrological take on this because we are at a really divided time. And I think there's, when it comes to what communities want, I think we have a lot of movements that are trying to steal away. I think there are movements that are being hijacked. What I think organically could be something very beneficial to the black community has been hijacked. It's been hijacked by a lot of violence. It's been hijacked by a lot of chaos. And I stick to this poll that came out just a few days ago from Gallup that indicates that 81% of black Americans would like to see the same amount or more policing in their communities. And I think for whatever reason, somehow people on the far, far left have got it in their head that it's the right time to start defunding or reimagining police departments when that's not necessarily the desire of the communities that they serve to that they are seeking to protect.
Yeah, I don't really think Joe Biden is a Trojan horse looking to defund the police. I think that just now that's something everyone's saying, but it was quickly shut down as a concept, and it's not a part of an agenda going forward. Beyond that, I don't know what to say right now. I just have so much I want to say.
I know. Well, let's take a quick break, and then I do want to ask you about Joe Biden because he actually got criticism for standing up for the police last night. So we'll get your thoughts on that. Astrologically, what this looks like as well, because it feels like a mess politically out there. It's a DJV show at 17 minutes past the hour.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently, and now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, MyPillow towel sets, roll-and-go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free. That's the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
It's 19 minutes past the hour of the DJV show. Doug and Victoria out. Jennifer here. Laura Banks here. And Laura is an astrologist. We're going to talk about that maybe at the next hour next half hour, what this looks like astrologically, because I think that needs more of the conversation. But I did want to ask you, because sounds like Laura's on the left, I'm on the right. We will we talk respectfully about that here. So I'm glad, actually. I like the varying perspectives. But one of the things I saw on Twitter last night is maybe the farther left part of the Democrat Party was talking about how Joe Biden, by supporting police, actually lost some of the enthusiasm of members who are rallying against him, because in a pre-recorded video last night, he actually spoke about supporting and that most police officers are good, which I believe. I'm glad he said it, but a lot of people took issue with that.
Well, I think that's terrific. I think that he's not some extremist. I think that we need someone in the middle like that who's willing to not be yes-ing what looks like the agenda. I think
all
it's
right.
great.
We'll see if he does himself any harm with that. As we continue, it's the DJ V Show at 21 minutes past the hour.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Minutes past the hour on the DJ V Show. Doug and Victoria off this hour. I'm Jennifer Horn. Laura Banks is here. It's an all-girl DJ V Show. I like it. And this sound, I think, Laura, is pretty cool. This is an incredible lineup of musicians that came together on Saturday for Detour, which is a virtual charity festival hosted by the Morrison Hotel Gallery and Rolling Stone Live Studios to benefit the efforts of Music Cares and NIVA. The show featured everybody from, get this, Ringo Starr, Linda Perry, Slash from Guns N' Roses, to Gavin Rossdale, Sean Lennon, Cheap Trick, John Oates, Billy Gibbons, DMC, Matt Storm, Sean Lennon, Taylor Momsen. Music Cares has helped so many people, basically, in the music community. Taylor Momsen told Rolling Stone. So now branching out to COVID relief and all of the other angles that help the music world is incredible and such an honor to be a part of. One of the highlights was a rendition. This is what you're hearing right now. The Beatles Come Together by Hailstorm's Lizzie Hale, Perry, Slash, Gilby Clark, Matt Storm and David Bowie, pianist Mike Garson. The presence of Slash, Storm and Clark made it this rare reunion of the Use Your Illusion tour era Guns N' Roses. It was followed by a cover of AC/DC's It's a Long Way to the Top by Hale, Sorum, and Clark, with Cheap Trick's Robin Zander on lead vocals. Most of the performers from the show planned on touring this summer, and of course, we know what happened. No tours. Next year will be a big year. All the tours are rescheduled. Yeah. Everyone's stuck at home for the foreseeable future. Laura, I always love these. Whether or not these are musicians that I would listen to daily on my, you know, my streaming service, this to me is kind of cool when people come together and they take on these classic songs.
Oh my gosh, it's just incredible. It's like, they really should call it the end of the world tour, you know. There's so much energy, so much power, so much charge, you know, like there's even the come together. It sounded dark inside the come together, right? So it is, it's a celebration of just insanity, and I love it.
Really cool stuff. So that's Detour come together. You can check it out. Kind of fun. All for, of course, bringing people together during a time when there are a lot of people who feel alone. All right, let's move on now, Phil, to Mary Chapin Carpenter. I love her. She started out, I love country music, and she started really as country, I guess, but always had that really beautiful folky sound that I just love.
I saw her in concert in this little tiny little park in Ridgeville, Connecticut about 5 years ago. I was like, what? She's so good.
She's really good. And she's, you know what's great about her is she sings and she's got a beautiful voice, but she also plays guitar and it's just so musical.
Oh,
it's great.
Passionate Kisses. Passionate Kisses is one of my favorite songs.
Fantastic. All right. Grammy-winning songwriter explores personal evolution on the dirt and the stars. The theme of this record, she says, comes from the column by writer Margaret Renkel, who wrote about the process of becoming. That sounds so... or kind of otherworldly, doesn't it? I'm just becoming.
I'm becoming.
She was making the point about how you don't reach a certain point in your life and say, oh, I know everything there is to know. That's what Mary Chapin Carpenter told Rolling Stone. She said it was a call to being open to everything in the world and to not feel limited by ageism in our society. Good for her. This is a follow-up to 2018, Sometimes Just the Sky. Carpenter reunited with their producer, Ethan Johns, and she left her Virginia farm, went on over to Real World Studios, which is Peter Gabriel's recording facility in Bath, England, and with her band put together the Dirt and Stars. It's really quite beautiful, actually, Laura.
All broken hearts break
differently. It's okay to feel sad. This song, All Broken Hearts Break Differently, and Where the Beauty Is, which makes the case that true beauty is found in life's flaws. So Mary Chapin Carpenter with some new music for you to enjoy when you need to... breathe and relax. The DJV Show, 28 minutes past the hour.
Your attitude determines how you hear things. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Have you ever noticed that one person can be extremely bothered by the same noise that another person finds pleasure in? The reason that's so is it's not the sound itself that determines how we hear things, but our attitudes. One person might hear the sound of crows, for instance, and think it's haunting. Another might find joy in trying to hear what kind of crow dialogue is happening. Listen, in life, you not only hear what you want to hear, but you also hear things the way you prepare yourself to hear them. Life can produce sounds that are simultaneously annoying and fascinating. What you hear in life often has much less to do with the outer sound than it does with your inner voice telling you how to perceive that sound. To listen to life in a whole new way, visit drchristianconti.com.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right, get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free ultra pure fish oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On the first night of the four-day-long Democratic National Virtual Convention, former First Lady Michelle Obama called nominee Joe Biden a profoundly decent man, who she says will tell the truth and always trust science. In his address to the party faithful, Senator Bernie Sanders said,
"If Donald Trump is reelected, all the progress we have made will be in jeopardy. At its most basic, This election is about preserving our democracy.
President Trump again referring to the Democratic nominee as Sleepy Joe Biden, as he made several campaign stops, including some in Wisconsin yesterday, where he said Biden does surround himself with a lot of tough people.
And they're smart, but we disagree with them very, very strongly. They're mean and they're angry.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
U.S. House Democrats have called a special session for this upcoming Saturday for members to address issues with the U.S. Postal Service. An emergency bill aimed at blocking recently enacted cost-cutting measures at the Postal Service will be on the table less than 3 months before the presidential election, when millions of Americans could end up voting by mail because of health concerns about in-person voting during the ongoing pandemic. The funeral for Robert Trump, President Trump's younger brother, is now scheduled for Friday. President Trump making the announcement yesterday, saying that he's likely to hold also a small service at the White House that day for his brother. The younger Trump, who was 71, died on Saturday in a New York City hospital after reportedly suffering brain bleeds from a recent fall. Colorado is now showing off its new marijuana vending machines. The CEO behind them says they are tricked out, which with a touchscreen to take and fill orders, customers can buy flower, edibles, and vape oils without having to interact with anyone. The checkout system simply requires ID. The machines are at Strawberry Field Dispensary in Pueblo, with more headed to Aurora later this year. Massachusetts will also be getting them next month. You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Minutes past the hour on the DJV show. That stands for Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Doug is out. Victoria is out. Jennifer Horn, the J, I'm here. And Laura Banks joins us today. I call her astrologer to the stars. Well, because she helps out Doug. Sorry.
Okay.
No, because she has a great, great career in astrology and also some great thoughts on what's going on in pop culture. You've done radio. You've done all sorts of things, Laura. So it's really nice to have you here this morning. I'm a fan. And I think you. Since
I'm a fan of you.
Oh, look at that. All right. We can go home now.
Okay. We're done.
So I think because the DNC is the top story, obviously, when we cover more than politics here on this program, and we will cover some other news, but I thought we might as well use the to our advantage that you are here and you're a really great astrologer. I thought maybe we could look at kind of broadly some of the things that will be happening over the next 2 months or 3 months as we move up to Election Day on November 3rd. What things look like, you know, maybe setting up a forecast. If you want, you can drill into the candidates, but maybe just broadly as to what people are going to be doing and thinking leading up to the election.
Well, thanks, Jen. You know, I'd like to add to my resume that I'm also a business owner and a business developer. And when 9/11 happened in New York City, I built a company that assisted people in getting refunds from FEMA. I sued the United States government with $5,000 of my own money when they closed their doors on about $250,000 of aid. You know, I've done a lot of things professionally, right? So I am an astrologer, and my whole take on this thing is more sort of looking at the big picture. So what's really happening right now is good. It's hard to believe, but this whole Neptune thing is going on where we're coming together on a level unprecedented in human history. We're having to go within. We're having to shut away from all the busy stuff that makes us not able to think about what's really going on with our own psyche. Who do we need to forgive? What do we need to do to love our pet, our husband? Do we leave our wife? Do we stay? How much closer can I get to my children? This is stuff that it has not been of significance in this culture of the United States, in my opinion, enough, right? So Neptune's busy working subliminally on what we're not addressing. Of course, most of what we're up to, which is 80% of ourselves, is from a place of subconscious unknowing. So this slowing down process is its own form of meditation. So there's something happening personally, and then globally, we're coming together with the Neptune. That's going to take us from now, August to November. We're going into two retrogrades, which is going to slow everything down again. People are going to be less en masse. They're going to take this virus a little more seriously. Everyone's a little concerned with the instability going on with the election. We're going to see a pullback, which is going to be very, very beneficial. And then by Christmas, as I said the other day on your show, I do see we're going to have a breakthrough, and most astrologers do, where we'll see a turn of events. But what's interesting is that you see the women, the matriarchal societies that have done so well. And we're going to see, it's a strong possibility that Kamala Harris could end up in a position of power if I think what might happen with Biden. And I don't think we would be in an awful position if that happened. But many of the countries that are faring well, New Zealand's Prime Minister Ardern, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, and Denmark's Prime Minister Frederiksen, these are living examples that when you have a woman in power, it does well. We're going to go toward that. How we consume news is going to change with the Gemini-Aquarius polarity. We're already seeing that. It's all happening more online. We have a lot of eclipses which change everything. I won't get into that. So it's these retrogrades are going to slow it down. We're coming together in a, even though it doesn't look like it, Jen, like when you and I were disagreeing politically, but there's something on a deeper level occurring which we will see the benefit from for many years to come. So
you know,
we can't
so
really stay on it now.
Because I think bringing people together is just listening to people. I mean, how boring of a world would we live in, or a country, if you want to make it extra small, if everybody was homogenized, if we all had the same way of thinking? I think there are a few people, not a lot, but there are a few people out there who think that's the way it needs to be, that it's either my way or the highway. And I think that happens on both sides of the political aisle. And it's not one of the things that I've always brought with me into conversation is I like it, whether it's a conversation where we might disagree, Laura, or a conversation where Victoria and I disagree. I don't shy away from those because I still like you as a person. I respect you as a person. I respect the heck out of Victoria. It's that we need to actually have these conversations. This is what our country is all about, actually, is being able to talk without having to beat each other's heads in or call each other's names. And I think, unfortunately, because we're in this world of social media, people are afraid to talk about politics in their own life early on because maybe their mothers and fathers told them it wasn't polite to bring up politics, that you just leave that alone. It's one of those taboo topics.
Oh, my mother and father fought violently about politics. My mother and father were violent about it, and I avoided the whole thing because of how they hated each other.
Because of violence. Oh, no.
But you know what? No. It's carbon-based. It's a carbon-based conversation. We are stardust. We are all of the same. Look at a diamond. How does a diamond form? It gets tumbled around. It's dull and lifeless until it gets tumbled around, and then it shines. How can we define our concepts unless we're rubbing up against each other? It's impossible.
That's true. And I think if we're willing to listen and actually have the conversation, I think the most frustrating thing for me politically that has happened in this country is, and it happened actually when President Obama was president, it was Mitch McConnell standing up and saying, we're not going to work with him. And then Democrats basically, I mean, not even showing up to Trump's inauguration saying, we're not going to work with him. Well, here's the thing. At some point, somebody's going to have to work with somebody, because it's not going to work if we're just constantly having people, either whether they're Democrats or Republicans, leading by executive order. If we don't have Congress coming together and actually, I mean, there's a reason Congress has such a low approval rating. And it doesn't matter whether it was Paul Ryan in charge or whether it was Nancy Pelosi in charge. Congress typically has a low approval rating because they try to get more power than maybe they have, and they want to stall everything. We need to be in there arguing with each other about this so we can come up with something that works, at least for, you know, at least that will work for the bear, for the bulk of the population. So,
and that's why I believe in the power. I agree in the power of prayer, the power of service to some belief in a higher order. Fortunately, I'll cap this astrology thing off by saying October 12th, we have a Jupiter sextile Neptune. What? Well, what that means is a tremendous amount of empathy.
Tell me more.
What? It's going to, like the other day I mentioned Uranus, and you guys, oh, you had preparation age jokes. I'm like, okay,
we're seventh graders. What can I do?
Down the level of the room. But empathy and compassion. So we're going to see something mid-October that's going to flip a little with some empathy. I'm going to look. There's just some bright moments coming our way. We've got to get a place where there's at least listening. You're so right, Jen. It's all about listening.
Yeah, just, I mean, somewhere in the middle of the far left and the far right is what you can come up with when you actually have a conversation. Everybody gets a little bit of a
but
win.
But really, isn't it the lobbyists that are running everything anyway, and we're not going to be able to get to them or change anything? It's all money-driven.
A lot of
it's
time.
Who's winning, who's losing, greed, 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 guns and ammo. Sales.
That's why I've always said I love the idea of politicians wearing, like, the race car jackets with all of their sponsors in patches.
Yes.
Although, unfortunately, I think there are some members of Congress who have probably been there collecting dust for a while that would probably need 14 jackets to hold all of their patches, but
oh
I think,
God,
I don't know, I think
idea.
That's the way to go. Just put all the patches on there.
Get the pencil or car. Just wrap their car and whoever their sponsor
right?
is. Drive around
or
DC.
Trading cards. So every year you get a new set of trading cards because we're board members, right? We live in this country. We pay taxes. We're board members. So every year we get a card and it's got their face on the front and all the way on the back. It's their voting record. So you can see who supports them, where they voted, and make your decisions as you will. All right.
I love that.
We'll take a quick break here. We'll come back with entertainment news, some TV stuff. We'll dive into the Hollywood gossip. But first, I want to tell you about a product that I love. I actually have it in my bathroom right now. And a lot of you may have heard I've been quarantining, maybe isolating a little bit. And so one of the things that I've been doing is thinking, okay, this is my time for self-care, putting that face mask on, working on my smile. And if you've wanted a whiter, brighter smile, maybe something's held you back. Maybe it takes too long. Maybe you think it costs too much. Maybe it hurts your teeth. A lot of the products with bleach actually hurt your gums. And, you know, maybe you just don't want to go to the dentist because, oh, I don't know, COVID-19. Power Swabs can give you that brighter smile without any of that extra added stress. Power Swabs is a 5-minute, 2-step process that is so easy. You can do it literally in no time at all. It removes deep stains and whitens your teeth all in the comfort of your own home. Power Swabs has a coconut-derived agent that keeps your teeth hydrated, which helps you avoid that added tooth sensitivity, so important to me. Power Swabs users see results of up to 2 shades whiter after the very first application I did, and then 6 shades whiter after just 7 days of use. If you want more information, visit Power Swabs to get that bright, white, stress-free smile. Use our code DJV10 at checkout, and you'll get a special discount. Go to PowerSwabs.com right now. Get a free shipping on your order too. Try Power Swabs today. Be confident with your smile tomorrow. Again, that's PowerSwabs.com. Use our code DJV10.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
45 minutes past the hour on the DJV show. Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Doug and Victoria are out today. Jennifer Horn, that's me. That's a J. I'm here. Laura Banks is here. And we're a little bit of entertainment news now. I think this is kind of fun. I love the movie at Thanksgiving, and I'll watch it all the way to Christmas. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
I love it.
Steve Martin and John Candy, who I miss so much. Steve Martin, I think, is fantastic and like a Renaissance man, right? He sings, yeah. He acts, he's fantastic. John Candy was just so funny. He was one of those guys you could just look at and he could make you laugh. Now Will Smith and Kevin Hart, who are a very funny duo, are kind of the Steve Martin and John Candy, I guess, for a new generation. So apparently the two of them are now finally fulfilling their destiny by starring in a remake of the Steve Martin, John Candy vehicle, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. The original, directed by John Hughes, was about that cranky guy and the fun-loving, wacky guy, John Candy, who have to work together to get home before Thanksgiving, with the cranky guy eager to see his family and the wacky guy just a little desperate for some love and companionship. And apparently, it seems that Will Smith is going to be playing Steve Martin. Kevin Hart, obviously, will be playing John Candy, and that movie is in the works, which I think will be a lot of fun.
Oh, my gosh, are they going to do the line, those aren't pillows?
Pillows. I just think it's going to be a lot of fun. I don't know how you feel about this, but it seems like in Hollywood, everything's a reboot now. Like, they've kind of run out of ideas, so they're rebooting everything.
Same thing on Broadway.
Like, yeah, but something like this is a movie that came out so long ago that I think it'll reintroduce it, actually, to a new generation. It was just such a fun story. I don't think it can
I mean,
hurt.
Absolutely. There's some classics. Even they could do Throw Mama from the Train with a new cast, and it would work. There's certain movies that just will work with any kind of cast.
And you could actually still have Arnold and Danny DeVito 50 years later playing their roles, which would be fun. Maya Rudolph in the news. She shares what SNL boss Lauren Michaels texted her after Kamala Harris's VP nomination. That happened last week. Maya Rudolph portrays Kamala Harris on SNL. She does a very funny job. She shared what Lauren Michaels texted her after Joe Biden announced that Kamala Harris would be his running mate last Tuesday. She has portrayed Harris on SNL since, this year, leading up to the 2020 presidential election. Apparently, Lauren Michaels sent a GIF of Maya as Kamala in sunglasses, sipping a cocktail and saying, "Oh, no." She said that really made her laugh. Apparently, she wasn't the only one. Maya was overwhelmed with people saying that they were very excited that Kamala was the pick, if only because they liked Maya Rudolph's portrayal of Kamala Harris.
Yeah, and then Dukakis, Jason Dukakis, whoever. He went to my high school. He plays Biden really, really well on SNL also. Jason Sudeikis. There I go.
Sudeikis, yeah. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, he'll play Biden. He's hysterical.
You know, all you need to do is say corn pop, and it seems like it just fits. All right, and some TV news tonight. If you are looking for some television, of course, the Democratic Convention coverage will continue. Tonight is Clinton Night, sponsored by Wayfair. Just kidding. Former President Bill Clinton, Joe Biden, former Secretary of State John Kerry, and AOC will get her minute of fame. There are featured speakers tonight. That'll have complete coverage on the cable channels, also on broadcast. If you need something to distract you, America's Got Talent from Universal Studios at 8 p.m. on NBC. That should be fun. And this sounds interesting, Laura. Lost Treasures of Egypt, The Search for Cleopatra. That's at 8 p.m. on National Geographic.
Back to America's Got Talent. Well, yes, but Back to America's Got Talent, that's such an educational program. I thought that, what's his name, Simon Cowell broke his back or something. Is he on the show?
He did. Yeah, he broke his back. Kelly Clarkson has been taking his place, so I think she still is in that role. All right, it is 51 minutes past the hour, and it's the DJ V Show.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
The DJ V Show. It's 53 minutes past the hour, and that means, Laura Banks, that it is time for Tech Talk. Now, usually Victoria Keelan has got this all in the bag, but I think we can do this, Laura. You and I are pretty tech savvy, right?
I'm gadgety.
Oh, good. Good, good, good. Because I'm sort of lame, so you can help me out. All right, our first story in Tech Talk is that Microsoft is getting rid of Internet Explorer and the legacy Edge in 2021. A lot of people have gone away already, migrated away from Internet Explorer, but it's going to end support for Internet Explorer 11 across its Microsoft 365 apps and services next year. In exactly a year, actually, on August 17th, 2021, Internet Explorer 11 will no longer be supported for Microsoft's online services like Office 365 and OneDrive, Outlook, and more. It's kind of the end of an era, man. Internet Explorer was all about it.
I mean, dinosaurs are no longer roaming the planet either.
Okay, I'm not for the evolution. I'm sorry. Technologically, I'm still listening to my Ghetto Blaster, okay?
Cassettes.
Say that.
Then Jenna Cassettes.
Microsoft is also ending support for Internet Explorer 11 with the Microsoft Teams web app later in the year, the support ending on November the 30th of 2021. While it's still going to take some time to pry some people away from Internet Explorer, Microsoft is hoping that the new Internet Explorer legacy mode in the Chromium-based Microsoft Edge browser will help. It will continue to let businesses access old sites that were specifically built for Internet Explorer. Now, I think when it comes to searching, I don't use Internet Explorer at all anymore, but gripe that I do have, I use Google Chrome, is that they want me to reset up it. They want it to look like a newsfeed. I really want it to just be a general search engine. Like, I'll go to my newsfeed when I want to see my news, but when I want to search, I just want to search. You can keep your sports scores for now.
Right, I agree. And I have Microsoft Edge on my HP laptop, and I've never, I just avoid it like the plague. There's just so much, it's just like, why give me a whole new system I had to learn before what else came on my last HP? I just hate that they make us have to constantly progress as human beings to manage, you know, technology. Just leave me alone. Let me digress.
Don't let me progress, for crying out
loud. Yeah, I don't want to get
better. This story I love. The U.S. is creating a task force now, the Pentagon announcing it this week, to analyze UFO videos. Check it out.
The Geek Out.
After releasing and admitting the now famous videos of Navy encounters with unidentified flying objects, and then later admitting to the existence of a program to study aerial encounters, the U.S. government now, maybe even by the time you hear this, will form a new task force for investigating UFOs. Yes, you heard that right. Now, it may not exactly be the X-Files or Project Blue Book, but the Department of Defense is expected to return a public analysis of these very specific encounters shown in the three videos. In fact, Senator Rubio might be onto something when he recently said it may be better for these to turn out to be alien in origin versus technology owned by the Russians or Chinese. If you want to learn more, we've tweeted links over at The Geek Out.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day.
TJV show, Tech Talk time. The Secret Service reportedly paid to access phone location data, get this, for a product called Locate X, which allows the agency to access location data, Laura, from apps on people's phones. The agency was able to bypass measures like obtaining a warrant or court order to get the kind of information that they would normally need to get, according to a report by Motherboard. A March report in Protocol stated several government agencies had signed deals with LocateX creator Babel Street after it launched the product. LocateX anonymously tracks devices, so scary, using data gathered by apps on these phones, and U.S. Customs and Border Patrol reportedly purchased LocateX, and Motherboard says it obtained a document that supports Babel Street employees' claim that the Secret Service also used the technology. This is that quandary. It happened near me in San Bernardino. After the terror attacks, the FBI was trying to get Apple to unlock the phone, give them access to data, and Apple was standing up saying, no, we're not going to unlock the phone. Now, some of those circumstances are extreme, and maybe we think those companies should cooperate. Do we have privacy anymore?
Well, no, and all they're going to find out is a bunch of young boys are watching porn. I mean, I don't know how. I mean, I don't even really care. Look at my phone. Look at what I'm doing. I'm not doing anything surreptitious, but of course, this is just wrong. But I don't know. I'm now aghast with what you just said. I'm aghast.
Yeah, government using it to follow. I don't think that's a huge stretch, actually, given this day and age. That phone is everything in your pocket. You're just giving people access to all of it. Don't assume you have privacy. All right, it is the DJV show. Tech Talk. Follow us, hashtag Tech Talk, 58 minutes past the hour.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now.
We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.